Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Confident Humble Tension. I had a great time on the Thriving in Ministry podcast with Kyle Willis and Dace Clifton. When I was trying to explain to my friends why I was writing Shepherd Leadership, the metrics that really matter, I found that many were quite intrigued by the idea of the confident humility or the humble confidence that Jesus so perfectly demonstrated for us.
But I did want to ask you about your book. It's called Shepherd Leadership. It released yesterday. Pastor Craig T. Owens, we know that sheep need a good shepherd to watch over and care for them. Are there some principles or something we can learn from shepherding as we talk to pastors and church leaders today here on the Thriving in Ministry podcast?
I think one of the ones that has really stood out to me as I've, I don't want to say I market tested it, but, you know, when I would be talking to people like, hey, how do I sum up this book? And I was talking to them, this seemed to resonate more than anything. Going back to that John 13, those verses 3 and 4, Jesus had confidence that he brought this humility to as he kneels down. And I've noticed that most leaders have a tendency to go to one of those two poles. They just are naturally wired to be very confident leaders, or they're naturally wired to be very humble in their leadership. And I think that the effectiveness in a leadership is the tension between the two, between being confidently humble or humbly confident, if you want to say it that way. And so for me, what it really comes down to, I boiled it down to a three-word phrase to say, God chose me. My confidence comes from knowing God chose. That means that it can't be overwritten or vetoed or diminished by anybody else, because God chose. The humble part comes from reminding myself, God chose me. Of all the people in the world, why in the world would he choose me? But he did choose me. And so then that helps me maintain that proper balance, that tension between confidently leading because God chose me and humbly understanding he chose me with all of my flaws and foibles, that he saw that was going to be a good fit for the sheep that he put under my care.
I have two chapters in my book discussing this tension. Here's how I introduce the topic in the chapter, A Confident Leader's Attitude Adjustment. God has created each of us uniquely, implanted with the temperaments, talents, and personality he wanted us to have. God made you on purpose, and he made you for a purpose. But that being said, shepherd leaders are almost never perfectly balanced. If you've ever taken a temperaments assessment or any other kind of personality test, you know that you had some attributes that were more prominent than others. God never gives us weaknesses, but our areas of strength can become a self-imposed weakness if we rely on our strength instead of on our strength giver. Leaders tend toward two poles, confidence or humility. God made us this way on purpose. But in order to be the best shepherd leader we can be, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to help us learn to lead in a more balanced way. If we lean too much toward confidence, we can come across as arrogant and even tyrannical. But if we lean too much toward humility, we can appear to be weak, indecisive, and unsure of our leadership direction. None of us will be perfect in this at every single moment, but with the proper attitude adjustments, we can learn to more consistently stay at the balanced point of being humbly confident or confidently humble. I'll be sharing more clips from this interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, is now available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.